another episode of Pals Podcast, for pals.
A nice Fat Tuesday Pals Podcast. Yeah. Everyone's feeling pretty fat today, or at least I know I am.
Yes. Did you have Chipotle for lunch?
I did have Chipotle. That's good. But I had a lean chicken.
That's fine. It's all natural.
Yes.
It's healthy.
A nice organic chicken and a big dollop of organic sour cream. And
organic guac?
No, the guac's like $2 now. It's not really a good value.
It's well worth it, though.
I pass on the guac.
Okay.
But I did get, I do get pretty much extra cheese every time. But, you know, I had a big fat burrito, and I guess in honor of actual Mardi Gras, somebody brought into the office today and left in the break room a nice king cake.
Oh, yes. My office had one also.
You had a king cake as well?
I refrained from eating it, though.
Why did you refrain?
Well, as we were talking about earlier, I've got a real commitment to health right now.
Yeah, which what do you mean a commit? Oh, because you're moving to California?
Yeah, trying to be fit.
Yeah, that's some of the logistics we'll have to figure out later, but...
This is the
second to last weekend.
Yeah, second to last podcast here at Peen Manor. I mean, I'll be back, I'm sure, for
their
visits. But
you and Mr. Speen going to be flying back and forth on Southwest,
of course. So we'll be taking some.
Speaking of, Mr. Speen is here now with our intern Lucy the dog.
You want to say hello?
Hello.
Oh, and our intern's here, but she's going to leave and not do anything.
But she's not going to actually be much
she's
use of an intern.
She's not working on your song this week?
No.
No, our intern doesn't do anything but wag her tail, like, lay around like a brown lawn dart, lawn cigar.
You know, we got people talking at our Pals Podcast. Or you remember... Shapiro asked about our intern, Lucy.
Yeah.
She's a mini celebrity at this point.
I think a couple people thought she was a person.
Really?
We were just calling Lucy.
Yeah.
I don't think they were listening too carefully to the podcast.
No, I don't
think
so.
No, they must not have been. Or hear her chewing on squeakers. Did they think that was a human?
That was me. That was me. I was just amusing myself.
That was a good smooth belch by Lucy.
I also like to dangle keys in front of my face and stare at it for hours on end. But you got a nice plate of some real healthy-looking food.
Yeah, healthy turkey.
A nice commitment to health with a nice homemade
burrito. Real healthy weekend this weekend, too. I had at least a one-pound burrito on Sunday.
You got a nice pile of mashed beans and cheese on your plate as well.
Yes, yeah. That's how it's healthy. It comes from the earth.
Queso.
Yeah.
Some nice queso.
Okay, enjoy your podcast.
All right, well, good seeing you. Yeah, well, good guesting. So now you got your food. Are you going to just stuff it in your mouth while we
podcast? Yeah, it'll probably be a lot of chewing. And we should actually preview, because I had that big idea for our first episode where we're divided in studios with Pals Podcast East and Pals Podcast West with a simultaneous tasting of the new Doritos Loco Taco.
Ooh, yeah, that's a nice coming attraction for when you're in Peen Manor,
West
Coast.
That's what they call a tease in the business, I think.
Yeah, West Coast Peen Manor. Oh, the intern just really wants to get out of here. All right, Lucy, it was good hanging out. See you in hell. So San Diego. Speaking of San Diego, that was the Terriers theme song that we opened with. Which you have finally gotten around to start watching.
Yeah, I'm halfway through the first episode. It's good so far.
Right, it's based, I mean, they actually shoot it in San Diego.
Yes, I recognize many sites.
Right, and it's probably the only show that San Diego-centric.
Yeah. I also liked that the first episode featured, who's the guy from Breaking Bad, the one who owns the company, Bedeker.
Oh, Gale?
No, not Bedeker.
Oh.
Whatever, Fabricating. The one that
Beneke?
Beneke, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that he's in the first episode.
Yeah, but he doesn't...
I'm only halfway through it.
If you take this long, I feel like you're just asking for it, but...
We'll talk about it next episode.
Fine. Are you going to just
sit? We got a big show, right, this week?
Oh, yeah, we got a whole list of things. I had such a good time at Fat Tuesday at work today that...
Did you eat the king cake?
Of course I ate the king cake. Why wouldn't you eat the king cake?
I've never had a king cake, so I didn't want to eat it.
There's no fruit involved, so I think you'll be all right with it. It's like, you know, like the...
Well, I couldn't be sure.
You know the cake... Well, it does have... Well, this one had a lot of frosting and multicolored sugar... Colored sugar, which may have a tinge of fruit to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on the king. Much like I did today, I'm gonna pass on
a lot of smooth belches. But you ever have a cake that's you know the Danishes with the cheesecake with the cream cheese inside?
Yeah, cheese Danishes. I love those.
Right. Well, that's
what the cake have cheese in it.
It's basically that's what a king cake is.
Oh.
It's like real doughy, cakey food with just the cream cheese and sugar piled on top of it. It's probably a lot of shortening involved. Mm. A little Louisiana cuisine.
Seems like something I would really enjoy.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, New Orleans food, I don't think, it doesn't really go wrong, ever.
No, well, because they're very big fans of frying things.
They fry everything, it's like when you learn what a po'boy is, you think it's
seafood
like...
seafood that's like the least objectionable seafood that even people that don't like fish, like, everyone likes eating shrimp.
Right, shrimps.
Crawfish are basically shrimps.
Some scrimps.
Catfish is the least objectionable, and then they batter it and fry it.
Yeah, they get the most non-offensive rubbery fish, but not rubbery in like a calamari way, but just kind of like it's there. It's like tofu.
And then they make it so spicy that it covers up any of the fish flavor.
And then bread and dough, whatever, spices.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with New Orleans cuisine.
Yeah, and in the gumbo as well.
Delicious. Etouffee and...
jambalaya. I thought jambalaya was going to be some weird thing, but no, it's just like rice and beans and some sausages.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
It is.
Yeah. So, good on Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday, it's great.
Or Shrove Tuesday for all of our British listeners. But that's a good thing. I did have a question, though, about Fat Tuesday. I guess they keep talking about this guy, Mardi Gras. Is he related to Gavin DeGraw?
Where's my phone? I need to add that to the Twitter. Hey,
people... that's a legitimate question. I want to know who this Mardi Gras guy is. Everybody's like, Mardi Gras this and Mardi Gras that.
I didn't know we were starting up a hack humor segment on the show.
Maybe his brother, Gavin Duh. He never gets mentioned, but, you know, maybe his fame, he's claim to fame is he's brother to Marty. I'm Gavin Duh.
Oh, I groaned.
But, let's see, is that all I have? Oh, since we were talking about New Orleans, some of our listeners and I've been sworn, I actually had to sign a contract that I would not discuss what happened at a bachelor party in New Orleans. But one of the things we can talk about is how much BL lime was consumed. One of the groomsmen, or I guess in-laws of the groom, very cool dude, Ryan. More topics that we're really not going to go into, but he decided that when it was his turn to go buy a bunch of beer, and they have those little, they're not bodegas, they're just like really tiny supermarkets in the French Quarter, and you can buy like 12 packs is like the biggest thing you can buy there.
Mm-hmm.
So we just bought like a shitload of 12 packs. But they were all BL limes.
Was that by choice, or was that, that all was that
by,
they sold?
That was by choice. They had plenty of other options, but it was like, we're just buying Bud Light and Miller Light and whatever, just the cheap crap. And next thing you know, you come back, and we had taken one of the bathtubs. This might be revealing too much, but I think it's safe.
Was this bachelor party for one of the people at our Pals Podcast meetup?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was for one of the New York pals.
Yes.
And one of the bathtubs, I feel bad for the organizer, the best man, because his suite in the hotel just became like the Grand Central Terminal for everything. Yeah. And so he couldn't use his shower because that was just constantly filled with ice and beer. So there was, you know, it's not like they have like tubs for you to use, or, you know, like other buckets or anything. So you come back and it's like, time to get into these beers. And there's just a tub just filled like, you know, three deep of Bud Light limes.
Why can't you discuss anything from this trip? Did great stuff happen?
Of course great stuff happened. You're in New Orleans.
I'm fine talking about my bachelor party.
Yeah, but you weren't in...
I was in America's finest city.
Yeah, you were in San Diego.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of place. Like, New Orleans is a city set up for people in their 20s and 30s, and even older. But the whole city is designed to give, you know...
Yeah, it's like downtown San Diego. It's designed for 25-year-olds to get drunk.
Yeah, but New Orleans takes it to a much higher level.
I guess so.
I mean, like, you just look around the French Quarter, and you're on this balcony, and you look around, it's like every business is set up to get you, like, drunk, to get you all sorts of other adult-themed activities. There's nothing, there's no, like, pretend, like, oh, here's where you can take your kids, and here's a park, and here, no, it's just, like, wall-to-wall cramped in old, dingy buildings that are trying to get you drunk, and several other things.
So, I mean, don't get me wrong, New Orleans was really awesome. Yeah. When I went out there for Andrew Juge's wedding.
Mm, right.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I
mean, it wasn't like we murdered a couple hobos. And
that's too bad.
We didn't set fire to anything.
I thought you had a good story.
Yeah, nothing on that level, but just stuff that's better off, you know, not really getting too much into.
Let's start getting the New York pals to call in to the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to... We might try scheduling one. Yeah.
I mean, especially when we're bi-coastal. Yeah. It's only increasing our scope across the country.
And we'll have both coasts covered.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to really work on that flyover demographic.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough market to crack.
Let's ignore that and stick to the coasts. I think we can really dominate the West Coast.
Yeah, being bi-coastal, you know, that's...
You work on the ends, and then it'll just work out and meet in the middle.
And then we'll turn into a human centipede of pals listeners.
Yes. I've yet to watch that movie. I'm somewhat intrigued.
Yeah, it's streaming on Netflix. I have it.
Did you watch it?
Instant queue. Never watched it, but I did enjoy the South Park where Kyle gets the cuttlefish. I'm sorry, Kyle. That's good, just because it's a Japanese voice for no other reason but just to be. Blatantly racist.
I'd say blatantly racist.
Blatant, yeah, not mildly. A good game I thought we could play, and also in honor of Fat Tuesday in New Orleans, and as you mentioned, our pal Juge already, a new game that I invented that we can play right now, and it's called Guess Who Tweeted It. And it's a little twist on the Juge's awful tweets.
So in the rules, so obviously there's Juge's tweets, and then do you also...
Yeah.
You have a guess of two. Who the second guest tweeter is?
Mm-hmm. You should go back and read all of this guy's tweets because I just discovered them and they're great.
They're awesome.
He's a famous cartoonist whose entire catalog I celebrate that I've been able to get my hands on. He's the creator of international cartoon celebrity Blecky Yuccarella, as well as the Prison Pit series that he's currently working on. Starring everyone's favorite hero, Cannibal Fuckface. His name is Johnny Ryan, and he's basically the best cartoonist in the world. And he's got a Twitter feed, the humor is in you juxtapose this guy's hilarious tweets next to Juju's. But I already
he's
gave
a great one. He's really good at one-liners.
He's great at one. He should be a comedy writer as well. I've already said too much though, because the whole joke is you have to guess which one, and I don't want you guessing it.
Well, I think this could be a really challenging game.
I'll try to pick ones. I mean, you know, my Twitter feed, by the way, it's at Mo Vaughn, but I don't ever tweet. And I just set it up like as a joke two years ago.
Now you just use it to follow these two, right?
And those are the only two that I follow. And the only other time I use Twitter is to say that I hate Best Buy and I hope it goes out of business. And I actually got Best Buy to respond. Like, I didn't try, and I didn't know about it for weeks because I didn't know how to work Twitter.
Yeah, like their social media team probably saw
it. Some guy's like, I'm sorry, Mo Vaughn, can I help you? Like, they call me Mo Vaughn.
How many people think that you are the Mo Vaughn? Do you ever get random tweets?
Yeah, so it shows up on my Gmail, like, this person is now following you. And for the most part, I think they're, I don't know, like, auto, like, bots. Bots that just go around, like, following everybody. And then,
yeah, because our Hot Fudge Twitter gets followed every week or so.
Yeah, like, every time you put a new tweet, there's probably, like, just programs that pick up on it. There's a few, like, every now and then, like, someone would be like, oh, Mo Vaughn, that's fucked up, or, like, something weird where you're, like, you gotta wonder, like, this person, I mean, looking, so I changed the thing now, so it says, like, this is not Mo Vaughn, dum-dums. Alright, so there's the two different tweets on here, and we'll just go, I'll try to make them, like, similar, so that, make the game actually interesting. So, let's see what we got here. Okay, here's tweet number one. Knicks lose at home to pathetic Hornets. Lynn with 9 turnovers. Time to chill on the anointing water.
Oh, it's totally...
No. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me give you the other one. All right. And now for the second one. Idea for a movie about a guy who gets older while his butthole gets younger called Benjamin Butthole. Okay, who was tweet number one? Remember that?
Clearly Johnny Ryan. Juge, I think, that sounds like classic Juge, the second one.
You're talking about the buttholes?
Benjamin Butthole.
The first one was the Hornets beat overrated Lynn.
Yeah.
So you're going to go,
I'm going to go that way,
You're going to go, okay. Turns out, wrong answer. it was the reverse. It was vice versa.
Really?
Yes. But that's all right, we can try another one here. Let's go here. Maybe I probably should have picked these out earlier, but it's tough here. All right, here we go. All right, tweet number one. Having a hard time deciding who whines more between my band and my child. Okay, that's tweet number one. Tweet number two. The dog woke up because she had to drop a Deuce Bigelow.
Good. Well, I'd say the second one again sounds like Juge.
Yeah,
very clever, well written.
Yeah.
Someone who clearly had a great education at Washington and Lee, I think, would write something like that.
Right, yeah. Someone who's educated.
That and Johnny Ryan with the dog and baby, or band and baby wine.
Band and baby wine.
Yeah.
All right. Again, I don't think Johnny Ryan has any kids, but Juge does. So that was your first clue right there.
Man.
If you could have figured that part out, that was the key to unlocking that one. So that's all right. Two strikes, three strikes and you're out. But let's go with one more. Here's one here. All right. First tweet. Tweet number one. This is round three. You're going to get eliminated if you get one more round.
Right.
Okay. Moves Like Jagger is nominated for a Grammy tonight. And that, folks, is what's wrong with this country. Tweet number one. All right. Tweet number two. All right. The first one, Moves Like Jagger was nominated.
Yes. Got it.
The country. Tweet number two. After getting fisted all night, I like to freshen up my asshole with Fisterine. Tweet number two.
I do know Jude really loves being fisted.
So, talk it out.
Yeah, because, usually toys aren't enough to satisfy him. Stretching happens.
You know him for a long time.
I remember him bragging that people could get an entire fist up there.
And then if you wash it out.
The forearm.
And then freshen up that.
Yeah, so, that's clearly Juge.
Juge was number two now.
Yeah.
And number one, Johnny Ryan is complaining about Moves Like
He's a national-level cartoonist. It seems like he'd really be tracking the Grammys.
Staying up on pop culture.
Real men really follow the Grammys.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, unfortunately, that's strike three.
Yeah, I think you're wrong. You might be wrong.
You are eliminated here. I'm going to show you the proof here. The judges' table showing you there. Johnny Ryan, after getting fisted all night long.
I can't believe
it. Watch out the asshole with Fisterine. And then Juge, here we go. There's Juge.
Oh,
he's upset about Moves Like Jagger. See, the clue there would be you didn't have to know that Johnny Ryan perhaps loves getting his ass fisted and then freshening it up with Fisterine. But Juge stays on top of music trends, and in fact has very high levels of taste and appreciation.
He really looks down on quality, on the common man's music.
Yeah, like if you're on the radio,
very elitist.
Mm-hmm. If your song gets played on the radio and people hum along to it,
they've sold out. Unless you're Stone Temple Pilots,
basically you're a piece of shit.
Which is another. If we want to touch on our normal feature, Juge's tweets, I've noticed two here that are really terrible.
Oh, all right. Well, what do we have? What else do we have?
Well, replying to another tennis tweet, he writes, "Turkey Sammy."
What's that mean?
I think that's a turkey sandwich.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Turkey Sammy.
I guess he's eating one. Must be tasty.
I'm glad. That's
because I'm sure everyone wants to know how good it is.
Totally worthy.
And then the next one is a Stone Temple Pilates forever.
So that's a pun on the
very clever
on pirates. And
classic Juge, because he was in a cover band called the Stone Temple Pirates at one point.
And you sure that's not Stone Temple Pilates?
Yeah, it could be.
It could just be a spell check.
Then there's just lots of tennis that no one could possibly care about.
Well, speaking of that, I did get some listener feedback from another New York pal.
Oh, about us bashing the Davis Cup?
So one of our pals, and this reminds me of the time when I actually went to a tennis match at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Flushing, New Jersey, or New York. And we got to see Anna Kournikova in the U.S. Open. Our seats were literally row ZZ. So they were the top. If you had decided that you were sick of living, you just jump over the end and then it's like five stories down.
Right.
But no, we stayed. We watched, nobody did that, thankfully. We were too engrossed in the thrilling tennis match. But basically, the listener, Plick, thoughtfully wrote in, told us that the Davis Cup, it's kind of a big deal in the final rounds. Definitely the teams want to win when they get there, and they celebrate heartily. But this was like an opening round match. Switzerland didn't really have much of a chance. Federer was playing, but the top U.S. team was not. So it wasn't like everybody was everything was on the line there.
Right.
And the other thing he said was Davis Cup is great because you can follow it. I think it's on those weird cable, MSG
Plus.
Okay,
the channels that I would never watch. But...
Right. And you can also gamble on them.
Yeah, he makes a good point about the gambling.
Right.
Like, once you explained it about how... he's right that boxing and tennis are the only two sports where it's...
One-on-one competition.
Mano-a-mano, the weaknesses and strengths of the player matter. It's not very random because it's so long.
And you can just ride, if you're watching and you know, you bet on a guy, you can just really ride him the whole time. And if he starts to fail, you can just really unleash on him and just call him a no-talent hack and he's a washed-up piece of shit. You can get all of your frustrations out on that guy.
Agreed.
Or you can celebrate with him, and when he celebrates, it's like he did it for you.
Yeah.
Working to make you money.
Yeah, and then I get that money in my pocket.
Yeah, and you didn't actually lift a finger. Except maybe
he had to do it.
Except the cold beverage to your lips or your fist in the air to celebrate. You didn't do any actual work.
Yeah, it actually makes me really eager to start gambling on tennis.
I mean, that's why boxing is, you know, the original.
Yeah, the original betting, gambling sport.
Yeah, that and horse racing, but, you know, we want some blood.
Yeah, clearly.
So it's, one other Juju's tweet that, it was a retweet.
Okay.
But I did a little research on this. So I guess the Hornets are in danger of being contracted.
Yes.
Because the city, as great as it is, as we all agree, it's one of America's finest places to have a bachelor party. And
yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's a big bar.
Great place to get drunk, to eat, stuff
they
the
face.
They
just need to get rid of the other 99% of the square mileage of the city.
Just keep the French Quarter.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe a couple outliers.
Build a fence around it also.
Yeah. So, you know, they have a tough time supporting their sports teams because, you know, they're actually losing people in droves, like population-wise,
yeah.
shrinking.
Well, because it's a dirty city. It's...
And Louisiana never had a lot of money,
yeah.
as far as states go. They're pretty low on there. They're Mississippi. I mean, it's basically...
Well, I mean, judging from the commenters on his blog, there's not very much education.
Right. And then the education they do have, it's a place like LSU, which is about as worthwhile as a correspondence course with Phoenix University.
Yeah, it's 13th grade.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's not much going there. So the teams are having a tough time. The Hornets are basically on their way out the door. They're owned by the NBA at this point.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, they're like the Expos right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, they need to get out of the town fast.
Yeah, so the idea is that they don't get enough fan support, so it's time for them to move. And this person was retweeting them that, actually, if you look at their attendance numbers, they rank, like, 15th or 18th or something a bunch of years, which is still, like, the bottom half, but not the absolute bottom.
Yeah.
However, you know, so that would make you think, like, oh, then there's, like, 5 or 10 other teams that need to be contracted first. That's only part of the demand story. As any business student, as any master of business administration will tell you, to find demand, D, the letter D represents demand, you need 2 other variables. You need P, which represents price, and Q, which represents quantity. Attendance records will tell you Q. It won't tell you P. You have to look up P to find demand.
Well, his demand thing isn't even complete anyways. It's a simple-minded analysis of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Padres, they're like number, I don't know, 14, 13 in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like the 29th or 28th in revenue.
Right.
Because attendance is only a small part of it now.
Yeah.
All the money's in TV.
Yeah.
And if you live in a dying poor state like Louisiana,
right.
there's not that big of a TV market.
Right.
Just like totally, there's just no money there. There's no corporate sponsorship. Their stadium's probably awful, or their arena's probably awful.
You could probably buy one of those, like a season of box seats with like all the amenities.
Yeah.
That like a Yankee stadium would be, you know, like
bleacher seats. Like even here, National Stadium, it's $30 to sit in the bleachers.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a lot of money here.
Hornets tickets are like $25. Or
well, that was the thing. So then I looked up the ticket prices, right? So because the highest price. $165.
Right. Lakers. Like the price of nosebleeds at a Lakers game, right?
It's the average ticket cost.
At this point, probably a Knicks game. Like,
yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Now, for the Hornets, average ticket price?
$25, $30.
$22.
Yeah, that's average, too.
That's the average ticket. So
yeah.
you can get a $5 ticket to a Hornets game.
Yeah, it's like going to the Wizards games here where people find tickets on StubHub for 30 cents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except at least here it's rich and they make all this money off Verizon and corporate sponsorships.
And when the people go with these like $1 tickets to the Wizards games, then they buy like $10 beers.
Yeah.
People are probably drinking out in the streets for like $5 for like 2 hurricanes.
Yeah, clearly.
And then coming in.
The other thing about New Orleans that makes me mad is that they keep getting the Super Bowl there, even though the Superdome is really crappy. It has terrible turf.
It was
ugly.
It was the ground zero for one of the most abominable scenes of mankind in recent history.
Why do they get a Super Bowl and San Diego doesn't? Because our stadium's old. They're like the same age, except the Superdome's uglier and in a worse city.
I would be fine with, this was actually probably one of the sports guy's best ideas. You get rid of the Saints, but you trade for the Super Bowl permanent home in New Orleans. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be fine with that, I guess, but...
Because
I mean,
if you knew every year the Super Bowl was going to be in New Orleans, like, people would go just for that week anyway.
Yeah, but, like, in football, it doesn't matter because they share all their revenue, like...
Right.
The Saints sell tickets, I guess, for now, until they're bad, and then everyone they're going to jump off the bandwagon fast there.
Once Breeze's career
gets
ends,
hurt or whatever,
maybe his neck will be fused together.
Yeah, hope.
He'll get a nice Bree ankle injury.
Can move no one's going to go to... I mean, they get their money either way. Like, they don't need corporate... I mean, it helps, I guess, but they get all their
TV
money.
Yeah. The deals they sign, the ludicrous numbers of billions.
But, like, you saw the Superdome. It's not attractive at all. Like, when you look at it from the outside...
Oh, yeah,
it's not walking distance...
It's a big whitehead.
Yeah, it's not
literally
walking distance to the French Quarter. It's just kind of off on its own on the edge. The edge of...
It's right there by Canal Street. I mean, you can do plenty of stuff down there.
It's not right there, though.
I ate at the Gordon Biersch right outside the Superdome. I had a nice salad there. We had salad night.
Yeah, I just don't get why they get Super Bowls and San Diego doesn't. It makes me angry.
Mm. Now you're starting to sound a little bit like a bitter Jew.
I am.
It's well, us versus them. Well, what do you mean they're covering Jeremy Lin? Because
Peter King agrees with me.
The what?
That windbag.
Oh, that San Diego deserves more.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl. I think San Diego is a perfect place to have it.
Of course.
It's also the home of CCI, Comic Con International.
It is, which the pals will be at.
Premier pop culture event of North America.
Well, yeah, I've heard that the founder and chief producer for Balzac's Ballsack will be there.
Yeah, I need to... it's one of the things on my list to do, is to get Balzac's Ballsack a wider audience.
Yeah, what happened to... Because you just did that big best of...
Best of Balzac's Ballsack.
So why don't you send it out. Get it. I feel like it's good enough that some of these, I don't know, Up Rocks could pick it up or something.
It would be nice to send it to Gamma Squad.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
There's a blog called Topless Robot.
Yeah, get in on Gamma Squad.
Yeah.
The guy needs content.
I just gotta go ahead and do it. I mean, sending emails is kind of...
It's a lot of work, yeah.
It is a lot of work. I gotta push buttons.
Can you do that at work, though?
I could do it.
While you're being paid for that time?
I could do it at work while I'm getting literally compensated for my time.
Why don't you?
Energy. I just, I've been busy.
Yeah,
been busy. With fucking Shagsbeard. I got a media empire to run. Can't devote all my time to Balzac.
Don't worry, I mean, all the show prep for Pal's podcast also.
Yeah, this list that I wrote, right here, there's a lot of things written on here. We got to cover, Balzac's Ballsack was one of them.
Yeah.
If you go to www.balzacsballsack.blogspot.com.
No www.
You don't need the www. No. Okay, yeah. That's just what everyone says when they're...
Balzacsballsack.blogspot.com.
Then you can go there. There aren't many, you can read on Google Blogger. It tells you how many hits you get. There's a decent number of hits, but what's...
How many a day?
Like 10?
10.
But what's frightening is you look at the people that landed on your webpage.
Oh, yeah, the referral.
Yeah, because there's some, warning, there's some NSFW language and maybe even some NSFW pictures. Not many, It's mostly screen caps from the book of the comics of the Uncanny X-Men, and then I change the words so that it's Storm and Wolverine telling each other to fuck off.
Yeah.
As opposed to fighting crime and evil mutants together.
It's a great parody.
It's a fun time for everyone.
Yeah.
So then I'll put something in there like, it's time to frot, or like, I don't know, like, nice peen. And then you could see the people's search thing, it's like, Tokyo Glory Hole Peen Frot Man to Man. And they end up on your website. It's like, they gotta be really disappointed that they see
get to read these fun comics. These
cartoons of action heroes talking about, like, peens and frotting and sucking each other's tits. So,
you're just on a tweeting rally,
right?
Is
he going through his. Yeah. And now, if you write something back to him, be like, someone's got too much free time on their hand. While he's in the midst of a tweet binge.
He'll be here this weekend.
Yeah,
coming to the big party. Are we gonna reveal that he's a regular segment?
That he's a segment. Yeah,
I'm wondering if he'll be sour about it.
Won't listen. He's gonna be too busy listening to all of his Saints Nation.
Yeah, true.
Podcasts.
Peter King podcasts.
I'm sure he's got a backlog of podcasts to get through. Even though he's a star.
I guess we can tell him.
Well, yeah, no reason not to.
Yeah, but it's fine. This could be a great gear grind. I'll bet he doesn't drink. I'll bet he's really lame.
Right.
Yeah, I'll bet he's like Schmistopher Schmickens whenever he comes over. Has a beer and has to leave 20 minutes later.
Yeah, has a beer and you watch a couple of his hairs go gray and then he goes home.
It's a great life.
What's the latest from Juge?
Hornets equaled my backhand, but they made overtime, so that's sort of like a tie. FML.
Oh, and FML is shorthand, internet shorthand,
yes,
for fuck my life.
Yeah.
It's too bad he doesn't actually just put
yeah,
fuck my life.
Tennis is life.
As a, like, I mean, I guess WTF.
Imagine if I did this when we had our indoor soccer team, and I just sent out a flurry of 20 tweets when we lost to games, like, 10-2, or the
right.
softball days.
The so- when we went like
0-25, mm-hmm. we tied for worst record in the history of
yeah. When the only made it better was when the other team wanted to hang out afterwards
yeah.
after they creamed us.
Yeah,
and we would just be like, and then we just told them a wrong bar and then just fuck off and then made fun
yeah.
of them all night to make ourselves feel better.
I did feel better.
That was the best part.
That was the only good part.
Talking about how much zilches the other team were, but the
yeah.
coach had a clipboard.
Ugh.
I wanted to take his clipboard and just toss it
yeah.
into the street and let
what
it hit
fun
my car.
That was when they're beating us 17-0 and then they hit line drives at our girls
yeah.
with their kneecaps.
Just literally beats the shit out of us. And then all the girls quit and then
yeah.
we're literally begging them.
Plus it's like really cold out and it's just not fun because we're sitting on the field for like 30 minutes at a time.
With jackets on and then
yeah.
they'll hit a ball and it goes like right to someone and then they like throw it to the outfield and you gotta chase it down.
Yeah, and then we're like, oh, we're gonna be stuck out here another 20 minutes.
Just catch the ball.
Yeah.
Or someone goes back to catch it and they try to catch a ball by sticking their elbows straight locked position and run under the ball.
It's basically just the Adam Sandler bit.
Yeah, being in right
happy.
Field.
Yeah.
Oh God! Don't hit it to me.
No.
Or I just love trying to catch it, and you can see, you know, whoever it is, their face is looking away so that they don't get hit by
yeah,
the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
But they just stick their mitt out and just hope for the best.
Best case, it bounces off their mitt and
yeah, it doesn't go far.
Anyway, but...
Or worse, like caroms at some crazy angle and rolls to some fence
yeah.
or down a creek.
No, it's good times.
Oh, those were the days. Good mayonnaise
yeah,
cannons.
What a fun. Yeah. What a fun time everyone had.
You were a great captain.
I sure missed that.
You really organized
yeah,
everything.
Football, that was really fun too.
That was a little bit of
actually,
fun.
Actually, I liked football, but...
Yeah.
It infuriated... I mean, anytime we actually played, I had fun. I just got really angry whenever we had to forfeit. Plus,
which
football
was
the most expensive sport, so it was the most money down the drain
mm-hmm.
every game we forfeited.
It was good when Trantham brought his friend, who was like a D1 lacrosse player.
Oh, yeah. And even then, we still couldn't get him the ball.
No. We just had to chuck it with Matthew Schmogel. We just
yeah.
had to launch it and
just
hope he runs under it.
Yeah. We lost that game, so.
That was also, that's a disappointing sport to play when, you know, maybe you're, even for NCAA athletes... That played football,
yes.
For collegiate athletes, football players, just to see how their skills translate to the flag football field,
yeah,
and just how worthless they are on the field because it's all running. There's no being fat does not help.
Yeah,
being
well,
big
you
and
can
bulky.
Block. I mean, there's blocking, but
it's the co-ed rule. You can't block the
yeah,
girls.
Stupid.
So there's no point.
Yeah,
the GLBT team with the really huge lesbians that beat
yeah,
the shit out of your girl.
Crushed us.
The GLBT team is the best team by far.
None of these rec leagues are fun at all.
No. Every now and then you'll get like a decent team that'll be like, hey, we're just here to have fun too. Where are you drinking later? The
yeah.
football had a couple
yeah,
of teams.
Yeah, I mean, we lied to them still and go
off
where we were going. But
that was
I mean,
we were Andrew Sullivan.
At least then I felt a little guilty about it.
Right. That was because we didn't want to hang out or meet new people.
Yeah,
that
no,
wasn't
we
because.
We wanted to get blackout drunk and forget about everything.
Yeah. Not because they were. Like total douchebags.
No. I mean, they weren't the coolest, but
right.
Yeah, I might get started with that in San Diego. Malone's trying to get me into the rec sports.
Now, Phony Baloney Maloney was when he was here on the East Coast. One of our best, our biggest assets.
Yes, he was our only asset.
Most of the time,
yeah.
That's true. And is he competing out west?
Yeah,
at all now?
I guess he's doing football and basketball.
Hmm. Basketball.
Although now that he has a kid, I don't know if he can do it. I don't know. We'll see.
Basketball would be totally useless.
I can't do basketball.
No. Did you ever play at all?
No.
Growing up?
I mean, I played like at the gym with, like after dinner. At,
right.
Like frat basketball.
I don't know how to shoot it or dribble.
No, I look funny when I shoot it.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing.
I could play a little bit of defense and maybe rebound. I'm okay.
Yeah, my vertical leap's about 7 inches.
Yeah.
So
I can't. I can't get very high off the ground.
No.
I can't touch
I don't have the
backboard.
Stamina either to do. It's a lot of running on
it
the full court of basketball.
It's like the hangout.
It
lasts
like 2 minutes.
I,
yeah, I like to stand there.
I one of my first jobs, I had to work at the rec center in our town and to kill time. I would go to the basketball court and just shoot the ball like an awkward dork.
Yeah.
Never, like, learned how to play or whatever. So these guys would be playing pickup, but, like, on the other side of the court. Like, hey, we need another guy. You got to play. Like, basically demand that you
right.
play. And I'd be like, I don't think you want me to play. Like, this is not going to work. Like, come on, we need another guy. Let's go. Come on. It's fine. You're going to be on our team. Blah, blah, blah. And then I start playing. A lot of them were, like, older guys, like the weekend warrior types.
Because
it was the weekend that that my shift would run. And all I would do is get the ball and then pass, like, immediately. I wouldn't even dribble.
I'm really good at throwing picks also.
I'd be like, oh, just pass it. And then at one point, they stopped guarding me. So the guys were like, you got to shoot when you're that open. Go ahead and take it. Go, you know, it's fine. Because I think at first they thought I was just being, you know, I wanted to distribute and be a team player. And then I started shooting when I was open.
Throw an air ball up?
I'm sure. It was, yeah, kind of like, you know, like a push it like a shot put.
Yeah.
And like, or just chuck it overhand. It was embarrassing. And then they're like, all right, this game's over. Go back to just doing
just
whatever.
Just go back to shooting over
just
there.
Just kill time.
I did that, too. I used to just go to the park and shoot.
Yeah. Without anybody teaching you,
yeah,
so you just reinforce all your bad
and if
habits.
Anyone showed up, I would pretend like I'd been there for an hour, and I'd be like, oh, I gotta go back.
Just walk away.
Yeah.
Stick your ball and be like,
I don't like people.
That's enough of that.
I'm gonna start doing that when I move to San Diego. Just show up to a hoop and shoot until someone shows up.
You should show up to, like, the, don't they have a lot of, like, rollerblade hockey and stuff like that out there?
Yeah, they got that.
Yeah, you could show up to that, like, skate around, and then a game picks up, be like, all right, I'm out of here. Skate away with your inlines. All right, what else? Right. Should we...
we're about at the halfway point. Let's do our weekly clip.
Yeah. We've killed a good amount of time here.
All right, let's do another Tradio clip.
Yeah.
We've heard
fan
a lot of
favorite.
Great feedback from the fans, the pals.
And just us being big fans.
Yeah.
So we'll go this...
11 minutes. Let's just do, like...
We'll
get through some of it.
We can cut it off. Yeah. Here, I'll make a note. Go ahead and play it. I'll put a pen down.
Oh,
where
we can finish it next week.
Yeah, we can
tune
always...
in next week for
the exciting,
exciting conclusion.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
I mean, Richard and Sal are driving that Tradio guy crazy.
Oh, yeah? That's one of my news headlines.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, you know, Richard started calling Tradio, making the prank calls, almost 10 years ago.
Right.
And it was a Christmas tradition. He'd go back home when he was living in Florida and call into Tradio. So he's at a local bar and blabbing away about all his prank calls. Sure enough, the word gets to Tradio that it's Richard who's doing it, so they call his parents, thinking it's a young kid, saying, you know, your kid better stop calling, you know, Tradio, making these prank calls. And his parents said, well, you know, my son's 27 years old, so yes, I will tell him to stop.
Yeah, we'll give him a call over there in New York City. How old is your son? 47.
Your young son was in a bar bragging.
I'll show you. They are driving this guy crazy. You know, the original host guy. And I think...
chose that?
Yeah. I think they're actually making his show interesting because you're learning that he's a Christian and the audience is all up in arms about Richard and Sal. And this one, Sal starts it off and he first is trying to sell a shmuggy buzzer.
Quality item.
So they just drive this guy nuts. And, you know, he's such a professional announcer, this guy. You know, he's so like this that he's almost dropped all of that now. He's becoming a personality because he has to talk about Richard and Sal. And here you go.
Let's get to our first caller. Good afternoon. Your caller, one on Tradio. You're on the air.
God be with you. This is Reverend Arthur Lang. How are you, sir?
Fine, preacher. How about you?
Well, we have some great items for sale. One particularly for a small business owner. It's called the Schmoogie Button. You familiar with the Schmoogie Button?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, that alerts you when black people come into your store so you can keep an eye on them.
Okay. Get up there. Caller number two.
I have a homemade electric tiller, and I'm asking $800 for it. And remember to pray for the people that call in and don't really know what they're saying.
Let's do that because God will do it with them in one way or the other.
Yes, sir. You sure will. You know, Jesus said, forgive them for they know not what they do.
And they don't know what they're doing. Or they
don't. I don't think Jesus was talking about Tradio.
Right. I think the people who are calling in know what they're doing.
Yeah.
He's talking about the money changers.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Yeah, bless me, sir.
You just say. Bye-bye. Good afternoon. You're calling number three.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm fine, sir. How about you?
Good. I agree with the good reverend. Hopefully the prank calls will cease eventually. Anyway, I have a signature series Robert Quiver's High Colonics kit, which includes 2 gallons of anal cleansing coffee, a sphincter tube, an edible bag, and a yuzu zucchini with 2 sausages that were used in her vagina.
Good afternoon. Number four.
Yeah,
sir. How about you?
Very good. I have a special edition Aryan Nation starter kit. It comes with shackles, chains, a used noose from Lakewood, Georgia, a grand dragon rope.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Seems like we're getting down to all the calls today, aren't we? Good afternoon, your call number six.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good, thank you. So I got a used Lexington steel penis pump.
Okay. Good afternoon, your call number seven.
Andy.
Yeah.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, okay, I guess. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Boy, them's are fighting around today, aren't they?
I tell you what, there's got to be a full moon somewhere.
That's right.
You have a good day, okay?
You too, bud.
We might have to listen to the whole
good
thing.
Good afternoon, your call number eight.
Yeah, all right.
Good afternoon, sir. First of all, I rebuke those two pranksters in the name of Jesus Christ. You're a good man, Andy, and you don't need to put up with this nonsense.
I appreciate that, sir.
All right, secondly, I do have a 12-gauge shotgun that I think I was going to put up for sale, but I might use it for those two fellas if they keep doing this to us. It's not fair.
I'm tempted to sit right here right in front of you.
I hope that
he's getting a whole personality.
Really?
Andy.
He's floor shooting the call.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to sit right in front of you.
I think this is giving Andy purpose more than just taking tradio calls.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're learning about Christianity and...
Yeah, but that's not a very Christian sentiment, shooting them.
No, that's very Christian.
Yes.
Infidels.
Good Lord is looking out for them. Okay, now let's get down to business. How much did that fellow before want for that penis pump?
Sir.
Because my pecker is quite small. I can use a good stretching on it.
No.
Okay.
Sucked him right in.
Why does he not get their voices by now?
Boy, you sure hard to get hold of. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
All right, buddy. Look, I'm looking for anybody out there who went to Western High School. If he had any annuals from, say, Saving 1 to Saving 3, if it'd be interested in selling.
Just remember the rest of this.
He's looking for his yearbook.
Oh, my.
Annuals, they call him.
Oh. I'm glad you know what he's talking
about. Yeah, I've listened to this a few times. I'm way ahead of you on it.
I appreciate you, Scott.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate it, everybody. Have a good day.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Good afternoon, your caller number 10.
Hi, Andy. It's Ethel. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. I'm calling about that feller a while ago that said he went to Western High School looking for the yearbooks.
Hi.
Yeah, I recognize that fellow's voice. That was Steve Brandano. I remember sucking his pecker at a sock talk in 1930.
Okay, good
Steve Brandano.
Love that
name. How
are you doing? I'm fine. How about you?
I was doing good until I was riding down the road and listening to the ugly, crazy, mean perverts. So, you know, but they, you know, people like that, the Lord will deal with them eventually.
Absolutely. Okay, thanks for your call.
How awkward was that?
Good afternoon. You're calling number 12.
Hey, brother.
Hey.
Not no sales voice. Or no, Richard Christie voice. It's like a
Ethel.
Yeah.
It's a shame that, you know, there's a lot of nice, sweet Christian ladies that listen to this station. And it's a shame that they've been here at Able Self. And I really want y'all know that God's on y'all's side. And I'm praying for y'all. And I, you know, it's a shame that the devil's going to try to cause problems like that. And God's going to deal with that.
Well, I'll tell you what, it takes prayer, Jane,
See, he's off the script now.
Wow.
He's got him rattled.
It takes prayer.
It takes prayer chain. What is a prayer chain?
I think a prayer chain, or is he saying prayer Jane? I don't know what he's saying.
I don't know, but like, there's a lot of buzzwords that say Robin, prayer chain. Like, there's a lot of people all speaking the same language in this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Tradio seems to be very Christian.
Yeah.
Read the comment on YouTube.
There's a lot of religious underpinnings with the Tradio thing.
It's awesome.
That's why you can't sell Robin Corbis colonic pump. A penis stretcher.
Do the job, but I know prayer works, and it's gonna happen.
Yeah, you don't mess with God's people, and that's what they're doing.
Right. Well, we're trying to deal with the situation.
Amen, brother. Bye bye.
But you don't mess with God's people, like there's a whole group of God's people.
I thought we were wrong.
God's people get messed with all the time.
Yeah.
God's people mess with one another. But to know your cover 13.
I've been hearing that about all them little guys calling in there like that.
Right.
Kind of got me upset. I'd like to school them. I know God can deal with them, but sometimes here on earth we got to deal with certain things our own way.
Okay.
If I can't can't be schooled, they will be schooled.
Well, let's just be patient about it. Let's see what we can do.
I just heard the guy just minute ago cursing and stuff, you know, and it's not right.
Well, you know, it also, just look, think about it, we're in the last days where, unfortunately, the Christian people are marked people now.
I said this is the last
days. So it's turning into a religious war. The Christian people are marked people, and this is the end of days. Hey, this is like a Demi Moore movie.
I found out what a prayer chain is, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a network of people who pray. Right. If we're all a network, say, like, my Aunt Gladys is sick.
Yeah.
I'll pray for her. Then I'll call you. You'll call Robin to pray. Robin will call
Which are the end of days and the Christians are under attack?
Well, there's hardly any Christians left in this country.
That's what it is. It's the end of days.
Except for the whole rest of the country besides New York and L.A.
Yeah. No wonder everyone's trading off all their stuff.
The end of days.
There's a lot of buzzwords, like, you know. Remember that Demi Moore movie where it was like the seven signs?
The seven, what was it? Seven seals?
The seven seal and locusts and there's a whole thing. But this is giving this guy, you know, and the audience something to do.
They're energized.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be thanking Richard and Sal.
The History Channel, Barack getting in office, the History Channel has produced a barrage of programs that prove this is the end of the world.
Right. Yeah. It does seem like that, right?
Yeah, that's what they've been having on.
With Barack and
Barack is part of the perfect trilogy of evil.
Sorry to say that, but we are. Wow. And I think it's just leading up to leading up to the end of times. And we're just going to have to weather storm.
A little dramatic.
About this.
It's on radio also.
And if them guys want to call me, I will educate you. I've not only got God on my side, I got what they call alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Okay.
They can call me anytime they want to.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you calling. And let's just be patient. Let's see what happens, okay?
All right, Andy. It'd
be a great time for us.
Bye-bye. Good afternoon. You're a couple of 14.
Hi, this is Satan. I got you. Hardy, hardy, hardy.
And on that, again, that's going to wrap it up for the Tradio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course, this has been
I love that ending.
The Tradio.
See the comment? Where he talks for like 5 minutes about how this is the end of times and Satan isn't coming on.
Yeah.
So immediately the next caller, Richard Christie, pretending to be Satan.
Tradio is the best.
It is great. Well, they just found, like, we would have gone the rest of our lives to never have heard of Tradio, ever. Like, we never would have come across it. Nobody we know would have ever listened to Tradio, would known anything about it. It would just, like, exist.
Yeah.
And now, like, I know so much about Tradio.
I remember when you first played it for me, I was like, this is seriously a show? Like, this is on the radio?
This is on, like, all over the country.
Yeah.
There's, like, a Tradio.
Well, I'd say portions of the, certain portions of the country.
All over the place.
I'd go with South and flyover states, probably.
Yeah.
Probably just the South, maybe.
I bet it's more places than you know. I mean, how often do you even know it's on more than two radio stations in D.C.?
No.
Exactly. There you go, Tradio. Create your own marketplace.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same.
Maybe not.
All right, what else do we have on our list? We're getting towards the twilight of the show.
Yeah, I know. Our big call-in. Our big guest.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let's see where he is. Okay, yeah, he's not at work. Let's first make our call out to the pals. It's time.
Roll call?
No, well, so we like to think of the pals as, you know, like a big team and we're all pals.
Oh, right, yeah.
Sometimes when pals are in need, other pals come in and just pal it up.
Like a prayer chain.
Yeah, like a prayer chain. Except in this case, not praying.
Like a pal chain.
It'd be kind of the opposite of a prayer chain.
Smooth belt chain.
Yeah. So, as many of you know, we have a strong social media presence online.
All over the internet.
And we always continually want people to go review us on iTunes, because anytime you search for Pals Podcast, other podcasts come up in front of us.
Yeah, this is a real thorn
in our
side.
Some of those I'm like okay with, because for some reason, like, some ESPN X Games video podcast comes up ahead of us, but that's like a big company that
they know how to search engine optimize.
Yeah.
SEO, it's known in the business.
We wanted to get palspodcast.com. Instead, we got stuck, and they also took palspodcast.blogspot.com.
Some asshole cyber squatters.
Yeah. So
really being a real pain.
There's another Pals podcast out there, and we took a listen to it last week or 2 weeks ago.
Trying to get
ago.
Through as much as possible.
It's horrendous.
It is. If you think this podcast sucks,
this
podcast is a piece of shit.
It's well, terrible. All the pals need to do is go on facebook.com/palspodcast and click on the second picture that they have, and you'll see how terrible they look.
It's like the guy from Community, Starburns, but real.
Yeah, but real.
Not a character.
And judging from his podcast, less talented, not funny.
What was their thing they did that, the GPS lookup, what's it called?
Geocaching?
Geocaching.
They spent 20 minutes talking about geocaching.
Yeah, they tried to fast forward through it, they were like still talking about it.
So boring.
Why don't they talk about their friend's stupid tweets about tennis, like a real like fucking podcast?
Yeah, like pros do.
Why don't you talk about some real topics?
And production values in the toilet.
There's nothing.
Not like the state-of-the-art studio that we have here.
I don't even think they came out to a song.
No.
Let alone one about a brilliant but canceled series about two shaggy dog gumshoes out in San Diego.
Yeah, clearly. Hmm. So, I mean, they've, like, created a logo. But more importantly, they're just taking our name and they come up ahead of us.
We created a logo.
They came up, but
it's better than that piece of shit.
It looks stupid.
That one's dumb. It's like they tried to stylize it too much, but it's
totally lame.
Basically took toothpicks and then a radio tower.
It's stupid.
But they don't use radio towers. It's the fucking internet.
Yeah, they're on the line.
Idiots.
They're a podcast.
It's going through a series of tubes. Yeah. Don't you listen to fucking Al Gore? No, that was the other guy.
So, we tried to talk to pal Shmavid Schmeigel to help us legally to file a cease and desist against him.
And then we said, fuck that, let's just go on LegalZoom.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, we're still waiting to get a sponsorship on this show.
Yeah, as well as laser tag of Bailey's Crossroads.
Yeah, that's fantastic. UltraZone.
UltraZone, my bad.
So, now's the time to call the pals to arms, I think.
Yeah.
And unleash the pals on facebook.com/palspodcast. All pals. Oh, listen to the horn.
That's the official sound. That and a nice smooth belch.
Facebook.com/palspodcast. Storm their Facebook page.
Let's really show this asshole who he's
fucking
with.
The more profanity, the better. The more pictures of penises, the better.
The more comments about his dumb facial hair that you just want to rip off his face with your bare hands.
More hidden links to Tub Girl.
And Meat Spin.
LemonParty.org.
Oh, Lemon Party,
Meat Spin.
Hey, I love your podcast, LemonParty.org.
Yeah.
It reminds me of this cool time at LemonParty.org. Pretty much just work LemonParty.org and everything.
Just ruin their stupid Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. And then get everyone else you know, like friends of friends, people that you're Facebook friends with, you don't even know why. Like people that just figured out you went to the same college or something, so they just Facebooked everybody with the name of your college on it.
Yeah, let's be real nuisances. Oh, the other thing, actually more important than this, is to
drive them right off the fucking internet.
Because they can just delete our comments, can't they?
Of course they can.
Okay, more importantly, go to iTunes and search for Pals Podcast.
Rate them as zero.
Yeah,
as zeros.
Rate them one star and write them a negative review that talks about how they stole our name.
No. Let's not bring us into this.
Why not?
Let's make it...
I don't care.
No, I don't have to make it think that that people are just listening to their podcast.
If they want a war, they'll have a war.
I think it's better if they don't know that there's another...
Oh, yeah, and they're
Pals
just like,
podcast.
These no talent...
Yeah, that people are just listening and being like, hey, I checked out this podcast from a recommendation from a friend. Turns out this sucks. I don't know what the fuck my friend was thinking. I think he was high. But anyway, this blows. I want my time back. Give me my hour back.
Actually, that's priority one. Go on their iTunes. They're the ones with the stupid Pals logo with a radio tower in the L.
Even though there's no radio involved in the fucking podcast.
They're easy to find. They come up first when you search for Pals Podcast.
They have 32 podcasts? 33?
Yeah, 32. So with not that many more than us, but double us. But
not that many more. Yeah. Well,
literally double.
Literally double.
But let's really crush them.
Yeah.
And
let's make them feel sorry.
Yeah, let's get at least five 1-star reviews with clever comments on their iTunes this week.
I like how we did a really big call to arms and then like a realistic goal.
I'll be happy with five. Well, through all this time, we've only got 10 reviews on iTunes. So.
That's just good.
And that's counting you and me reviewing it. And Mr. Speen.
Hey, it's good to be realistic.
I also created I used my second iTunes account to do a review too, so.
Wow. So it's what, high hopes, low expectations?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I go through life.
Yeah, but everyone likes mischief, so this is a great chance to be mischievous.
While you're fasting for your 40 days of Lent,
yes,
it's a good way to get out all of your pent-up aggression, since we'll all be, after we've stuffed ourselves on Fat Tuesday. All I know is I'm not giving up smooth belches.
Of course not. So do you have any more critical... topics we need to get to, or are we pretty much covered?
I don't think so. I do want to say
that Vita story for next week.
Oh, well, let's just get that out of there. They'll never run out of Vita stories.
Sure.
He makes more every day.
All right, get to the story.
Well, I mean, like, yeah.
Is he,
did you haven't even talked another... about, like, present-day Vita that teaches at a women's college in Korea and teaches middle school girls?
Has he sent another video response yet?
No, I think he got too lazy for that, even.
Something we can actually air?
Yeah, something that we can broadcast.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he's pretty good at fucking around on the internet. Hopefully, he'll be able to help out with his pals thing.
Yeah.
But, so the Vita story is we were at Pizza Hut with Shmevich Schmeigel, myself, and Vita, enjoying a delicious Pizza Hut meal in college, stuffing our faces. I weighed about as much as I do now. I was about at my fattest.
Yeah.
It was over 2 bills. Schmeigel was also over 2 bills. Vita was, I think, about, 1 or 2 biscuits away from 3 Hondo. And we get to the end of our meal, and there's all these leftovers. Of course, we're all stuffed, and it's like, I can't eat anymore. You know, we probably ordered, like, a pizza each and maybe, like, some breadsticks.
Yeah.
Whatever. And we sit there and start bullshitting, and Vita refuses, of course, everyone's leftovers because that, you know, that's unbecoming of a man to just vacuum up and just become a human garbage disposal. Yeah. But then slowly over the course of the conversation, it was like, all right, I'll just eat that last breadstick. And then about 5 minutes later, all right, I'll finish off your lasagna. A few more minutes later, it's like, all right, I'll eat basically an entire another pizza right now. And then by the end, there was like crumbs, and he's like looking around for more stuff. He could see that.
Did he do the thing where he licked his fingers to pick up all the crumbs on the plate?
I don't think he did that, but it was basically like the more we sat there without him eating, the more anxious he got.
Yeah.
So he just started shoving more food in, and then we got to the end, and it was like, what's next? He didn't really participate in the conversation.
Yeah.
He was too focused on trying to figure out the next fix of calories.
I can't believe he's a man of larger carriage. It's hard to believe.
He goes through the largest weight swings of anybody I know.
Even in Asia, how's he doing? No one's fat there, right?
I mean,
he's
no
fish all day.
He looks like Godzilla when he's over there, basically.
Like, yeah.
I think it's they even have a fucking YouTube. Sorry, you pulled up the Pals podcast again.
Oh yeah, why don't we have a No, it's on YouTube.
What is that?
Vimeo. Actually, yeah, how come they're able to embed their podcast?
Well, you can do that on the blog. We can
do
that.
How to do that.
They have all those tweet buttons.
Well, let's figure out. Oh, they talked about geocaching again on this. On their
everything
next
is geocaching. Also, by the way, they're asking for it. Their last episode, episode 32, the topic.
Yeah, pranking.
Pranking. Let's show these pranksters what a real prank is.
Yes, pals.
Let's find out where they live and upper deck their toilets.
Let's do it.
Let's remove all the water on their turlets and take a nice poop
just like
on the porcelain.
Just like Matt Gruber. Did a stupid Von Kunth.
Yeah, take that, Von Kunth. That's going to be... We're going to do Pals podcast. The fake Pals. I feel like... Do you ever watch...
It's P-A-L-S, an acronym. They actually explain somewhere what that stands for.
About the Pals?
It might be on their iTunes.
Brian and Lorenzo? Their names are Brian and Lorenzo?
And Andrea.
I hate Brian and Lorenzo.
They are the Pals. Except our Pals are much better.
Our Pals are actual Pals.
Our Pals drank like 10 beer towers at the Pals podcast meetup in New York.
At the Pals meet and greet, I don't think the number of beers is literally innumerable.
Yeah.
I don't think the bar was even able to add them up.
Yeah, they don't get sponsored by O'Flanagan's on the Upper East Side.
No, New York's original cabaret. Is it cabaret?
They didn't pull in tens of thousands of people like we did.
Literally tens of thousands.
Are we
no longer
explicit?
We might
be ahead of them. Yeah, we're explicit.
Oh, I see what you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, we're ahead of them. We're number four, number five on the rankings.
Lucy is taking a little
dump on
this doesn't
change anything, though.
No, because you know what I feel like? I feel like it's... You ever watch those cartoons of the Ghostbusters back in the day?
Yeah.
When they had to be called the real Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Because some old cartoon before the movie was like, I have the trademark to these cartoon Ghostbusters. And so, like, they had the... Like, they were just leeching off the success of the movie.
Yeah.
So they had to call themselves the real Ghostbusters. I don't want to be the real Pals podcast.
No, I just want to be Pals podcast.
I mean, we are the real Pals podcast, but we shouldn't have to put that in there anymore.
Well, yeah.
The
other great thing is they only have 5 ratings, so the Pals can really swing their rating.
Oh, yeah, like we can really average them down.
Yeah, so Pals, unlike the times when I asked you to go on iTunes and review us and you didn't, this is something that you need to do.
This is something we can all do.
Actually, we can bring this up at the party, too, because everyone will have iPhones with them.
Oh, all of our yuppie iPhone friends.
We can really
friends,
bomb them.
Toting friends.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then we can do it during Jeopardy Tournament of Pals.
Yeah, which we'll cover next week.
Yeah.
We'll have a nice recap of the... It's the Pals podcast. Let's call it a... What is this? It's not a rap party.
It's a East Coast...
It's a Pals podcast DC meetup.
Yeah.
Yeah, so our second meetup. We're really hitting up the annals of power. And
yeah. This is that you press the flesh.
Yeah.
This is how you do it.
That's how you do it, yeah. It's what they call a grassroots marketing, if I'm not mistaken. As a That's professional right. marketer, this is
right.
Yeah.
If we're following something right out of Howard Dean's playbook.
Yeah, we are. All right, so let's get to another new feature, which is calling Schmason Schmacks in Manhattan Beach, California.
He's, our Hollywood representation.
Yeah, he is our Hollywood representation. We're hoping that he can start shopping. Your Shakespeare.
Really usher script. In all of our properties to the big
Even
screen.
Though they already did that second Hamlet movie a couple years ago.
Oh, Hamlet 2?
Yeah.
Which is
There's
a good,
no reason there couldn't
movie.
Be a third parody.
Well, no, because that one created. Was called Hamlet 2, and this is the tragedy of Ham
yeah,
Dong.
Very different.
Clearly different. It, more inspired by the works of Billy Shakespeare
yeah.
than it is. It's basically an entirely original.
Yes, very much so. Much
play.
Like Balzac's Balzac changes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stories,
but that is
more entertaining.
That is definitely lifted from Chris Claremont's Uncanny X-Men
yes.
run. Tragedy of Ham Dong is a totally new creation.
Totally, mm-hmm. totally.
Yeah, not to be confused with the Bard, William Shakespeare. This is Bill fucking Shakespeare.
Yeah, we talked about Schmason last week because he works for the company that produced MacGruber.
Yeah, we talked about how he blew us
SNL
off.
SNL Films, yes, he did blow us off. He chose a cookout over a sparing 3 minutes to talk to us, but
yeah.
I think we might catch him on his commute.
Great.
So let's try it again.
In his convertible.
Yeah, on speaker. No, he merely drives a BMW 355 or something. So.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Let's see if he answers.
Anticipation.
Yeah, on the edge of my seat.
Hey!
Hey!
What's up?
It's me and Spey here. We're doing our podcast.
Hey, Lax. What's up, man?
Hey, dude.
Yeah, we're on Pals Podcast, a podcast for pals.
You're being broadcast live
yes,
to the entire
live.
World.
Literally tens
oh, yeah?
of listeners.
Am I coming in clear?
Clear enough.
So, we did an entire episode on MacGruber last week.
Yeah, a real labor of love.
Yeah. Are we,
I heard that. How'd it go?
Are we, like, you know how I'm the only fan of the movie Hot Rod? Do you think we're the only
yeah,
fans
I,
of...
I actually do know that.
Do you think we're the only fans of MacGruber also?
No.
Like, how are the...
like, three or four more people.
How are the DVD sales? Like, is it becoming a cult classic now that you don't have to go to the theater to see it?
I hope so. I'm not really tracking it. Ancillary revenue, but...
Did it make money? Like,
I hope it
did. Like, it costs nothing
and you
to
know
make.
What? It probably costs more to get it on video than it did to see it in theater.
Yeah. Well, have you moved on to other projects now? Is that what you're saying?
Huh?
Have you moved on to other projects?
Yeah. We were in post-production on one and pre-production on another one.
If I worked for your company, I would just stick with MacGruber. I would say, you guys do the new stuff. I'm going to keep going on this guy.
And Hot Rod 2. Don't forget about Hot Rod 2.
MacGruber 2, MacGruber 3, so and so forth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And just continuing the marketing push for the original MacGruber and get that.
That's what the head of NBC said.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how do I not have 30 MacGruber's?
Yeah, and you guys can still make Dieter von Kunth come back from the dead? Like, just because he fell off a cliff and then had a bazooka fired at him while he was falling off the cliff.
Hey, hold on a second.
Oh, we're live! I guess the pals aren't a very big priority.
That's all right, I'm pretty
it's
happy.
Probably Steven Spielberg calling.
It so. Probably is.
I would have taken his call also.
It's probably Lorne Michaels saying, where is my MacGruber 2 right now?
How's production coming?
Have you done principal photography yet?
I wish they'd make a Laser Cats movie. I keep
Laser
telling him.
Or a Toonses? I was always a big Toonses fan.
Toonses stinks.
What's wrong with Toonses? He's a cat that
Yeah, what are some
car?
Other SNL things that don't suck? Most of them suck.
Yeah, like I can tell you I don't want a Mango movie.
No.
Yeah. I would like a
I'd like
Roxbury too.
Laser Cats is my favorite...
Laser Cats is good.
It's my favorite, whatever it is, digital short.
I would say Dig in a Box good, but then it kind of got ruined by by being on like everyone that has an internet connection.
Yeah, every bro.
Every bro was like, hey, yeah, dude, you put a dick in a box. I think
they could probably make like some kind of Lonely Island movie, though. Like, yeah. Stick Justin Timberlake in it, and it'll probably make a lot of money.
What, that guy was in Hot Rod, right? A couple of them?
Yeah, hey, you did? Sorry about that.
Yeah, we were just talking about possible SNL film ideas. What do you think about Laser Cats movie?
What?
Has the idea of a Laser Cats movie ever come up in your board meetings?
That actually has not. We don't really do board meetings.
So it's not like it is on Entourage?
It is not exactly that way, no.
What about some kind of Lonely Island movie? That you just stick Timberlake in it?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, MacGruber was a Lonely Island movie. It was written by at least one Lonely Island guy, and then directed by another Lonely Island guy, and then executive produced by a third Lonely Island guy.
Did they sing the opening MacGruber song during the opening credits?
What?
Did they sing the MacGruber song in the opening credits?
Did they?
I don't know. Did they?
I mean, I don't think it was on the opening credits.
Well, Hot Rod was kind of a Lonely Islands movie, too.
Yeah,
right?
That was even more. That was even more so, for sure.
Who was the dad in it? Was that Ian McShane?
Yeah, Ian McShane. Are you going to
have... Well, Yorno was in it, too. And Akiva directed, so...
Yeah, that was another good classic. Anything with Ian McShane, the dad, that played the...
I actually thought that was a really... He did a really good job in that movie.
Who didn't do a good job in that movie?
What?
Who didn't do a good job? That was the greatest performance known to... I couldn't believe it got snubbed at the Oscars last year, that year.
Talk about a snub, not even a nomination, huh?
Ridiculous. Yeah. Just ridiculous.
I call that grade A bullshit.
Yeah. So, Jason, are you coming out to the Pals Podcast meetup this week, this weekend, here at Peen Manor?
I'm actually not going to be able to make it this
weekend.
I have a birthday party on Saturday out here that I can't get out of.
Fine.
So,
is it a girl?
It is.
Are you
gonna... It's my grandmother.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm not going to ask my next question.
Yeah, I figured that kind of cut you off there, Keen. Also, it's a little different with Keen going to the West Coast and you being there, so...
Yeah, well, now you can be there for a live taping out of Pal's Podcast West.
Yeah.
Peen Manor West.
I see. You guys are going to have multiple offices and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you plan a trip down in April?
I can come down almost any week.
March. You can come down in March if you want. I'm going to be very bored, so.
Yeah, I'm in.
Hey, also, Lex, are you going to go to Comic-Con International this year, this summer?
I have not been to Comic-Con since I was, like, 10 or 11 years old.
Yeah, you want to go? The pals are coming. Spay's going to fly out. I'll obviously be there, and we can all stay. You can obviously stay at Peen Manor West.
Yeah, we're going to cosplay. We're going to dress up like...
I would consider it for, like, the weekend portion. I mean...
Yeah, no, we're just going to go one day.
Yeah, we're only going to go for the Saturday, and we're going to dress up in the dumbest costumes we can think of.
And you'll give us the Hollywood cred we really need.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You got, like, the cut-the-line passes, right? Like, they have at Disneyland for VIPs.
Oh, yeah, the one they give people in wheelchairs.
Yeah, you can,
I'm pretty sure I cannot get any special treatment whatsoever for the Comic-Con.
Don't they know you're responsible for MacGruber?
Yeah.
I think I could tell them anything and they'd be like, alright, whatever. Even though I work on Dexter and I'm certain they'll have some full plot panel for that.
Yeah.
Alright, well, plan on going.
Yeah, okay, sure. Thank you, be informed.
And we'll discuss offline your first visit to the Pals Podcast West studios. In March.
All right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We're also making this a recurring bit of calling you, so. So, think of some material this week for next week's episode.
Live from the 101 South. Yeah.
Will Bob Lax be at the birthday party this weekend?
I believe he might be.
Oh, good. Then maybe...
if he's back from Trinidad. Yeah.
Trinidad. Of course.
Well, hopefully we can get him in the background cursing loudly, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
All right.
We are rated an explicit podcast.
Yes,
so
on iTunes. Yeah, have you started to listen to our podcast? I assume not.
I have not had a chance to yet.
You have an iPhone, right?
I don't know how to find it.
Well, you have an iPhone, right?
Yeah, I got an iPhone.
You just go on iTunes, type in Pal's Podcast, and then choose the Pal's Podcast that has a picture of Lucy as the logo.
Yeah, you'll recognize Lucy.
That sounds easy enough.
We have upwards of 14 episodes now. We're a media conglomerate.
Yeah. Real Wacky Soft Productions.
It's all happening.
Yeah, and actually, as a co-founder of Wacky Soft Productions, you should be intensely interested in our performance.
Yeah, I'd like to start reaping the benefits of that financially.
Well, that's fine. I'll give you can. I'll cut you in on half of my profits. Share of profits.
All of our sponsorship deals with the Laser Tag Studios.
Or it's half of nothing, still nothing.
Yeah, but you can put this on your resume, though. You really branched out into social media and podcasting.
Yeah.
Broadcasting.
I think that's how Rupert Murdoch started.
I think so, too.
Started somewhere. Yeah. Probably some shit paper in Australia. Yeah. Now look at him.
Yeah. And this show's much better than whatever he started with.
Something had to get him out of Melbourne, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Well.
All right. Good segment, Jason.
Hey, you can finish your commute. Thanks for being on.
Pals.
Done with the damn community yet, but thank God.
All right, we'll talk to you next week at the next episode.
Look forward to it.
All right, bye.
Later.
Okay, well, I guess that wraps up another great episode of Pal's Podcast.
Yeah, great call.
Yeah, a lot of new stuff, a lot of recurring bits that we've got.
Yeah, I'm glad we're making headway with the MacGruber sequels.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that this is like the groundswell that starts it.
Yeah, it'll be like when they brought, bringing Arrested Development back, and
right.
Family Guy came back on.
Somebody had to be the first one on there. And you poo-pooed my analogy that Arrested Development came back last time.
But, yeah, yeah.
But this is the start. This is the kernel.
Yeah,
the
again,
seed.
This is grassroots marketing.
Right. Like, just the way how we're going to take down the fake
Pal's
Podcast.
Don't forget about that. That's mission number one.
As we tear down Pal's Podcast, we also build things up. We're not all about taking people down. We're about
creating something
of value. But to do so, we need a little creative destruction, so we got to get rid of these assholes and bring in something valuable.
Yeah, so crush them. P-A-L-S Podcast.
Take them down with extreme prejudice.
Yes. So.
Good podcast. Take down fake Pal's Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Go on iTunes, crush them.
Thanks, Lax, if you listens to this.
Make sure you have some great comments, because we can read them aloud next week also.
Oh, yeah,
get a great chuckle out of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll totally get credit.
Yeah.
We'll be very thankful and appreciative.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, well.
Good job.
Great episode, and we'll see you next week.
Peen Manor for you, Peen.
Yeah. Not that the show's going to be hurt or anything.
We have the technological know-how to keep this going literally forever.
We've got the bucks to put into, just pour into state-of-the-art studio equipment.
It's about time we made a few more capital investments.
Agreed, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to have to, because we'll have to add a second microphone. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see you next week.
Good times.